Good afternoon, brethren.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
It is a privilege and joy to be standing here before you this afternoon.
实在是我们的特权和喜乐，我们站在这里。
It is good to gather together with God's people.
是和神的百姓一起聚集，是何等的美好。
And it's just wonderful to sing praises back into His name.
当我们向他唱诗歌的时候，是多么的奇妙。
I'm really thankful to the Lord for these past 10 years.
我实在要感谢主，为着我过去的十年。
That we've made it through the first decade of this millennium.
我们在过去的这个世纪，我们度过了前十年。
And I have very vivid memories as to where I was about 10 years ago.
我很鲜明地记得我十年前我在哪里。
Now I've had several occasions over the years.To share with you the testimony of what the Lord has done in my life here.
我在过去几年里面，我有几次机会和你们一起交通。
That is at this winter conference.
在冬令会里面。
But I remember the first time that I had the opportunity to give a little bit of a testimony. It was a morning devotion.
我记得我第一次在里面在这里有交通的时候是在晨更的时间。
It was December 31st, 1999.
是1998年的12月31号。
And I had the privilege of sharing a few words of what the Lord had done in my life leading up to that day.
神就给我这么一个特权，让我在这里交通，神一直给我的带领。
I remember that time, there was maybe just a little bit of trepidation, not only in my mind and heart, but maybe in the hearts and minds of many others.
我记得在那里面，那个时候我的心稍微有一点点的战惊。
For those who are old enough to remember,We were all concerned with a Y2K.
你们如果还记得的话，我们那时候我们在为Y2K 这个问题在担心。
And while there was a lot of preparation that went into that day, nevertheless there was still a little bit uncertainty as to what might happen.
在各地都有了很多的预备，但是还是有一点震惊。
So I recall on that day I had shared a little bit about God's faithfulness in my life.
那天我还记得我是在那里分享了神的信实。
And now here I stand 10 years later, and I can all the more say that God indeed is faithful.
在十年以后，我要更多的来分享神的信实。
You know, I look out at you, the audience here, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
我看见下面的弟兄姊妹们。
And while there are many new faces, there are still many old faces.
有很多新的面孔，也有很多我很熟悉的面孔。
And I must say that your old faces have aged very gracefully.
我要说你们年长的，你们的年纪看起来很成长的很优美。
Now please take that as a compliment.
你们要把这个当作一个赞美。
I myself have not done as well.
我自己没有做得很好。
I recently had to renew my driver's license.
我最近我要更新我的驾照。
I'm pretty sure the last time I had my driver's license photo taken, it was 10 years ago.
我记得在十年前我在我的驾照照了一个照片。
And if you were to compare the picture now and then, you would not say the same of me.
如果你看见我过去的照片和现在的相比，你就不会说同样的话。
For we know the outer man is decaying, but the inner man is being renewed.
我们知道外在的人是在朽坏，但是内在的人是被更新。
Now the brethren had asked me to share a little bit about what the Lord has done in my life in regards to what it means to be separate from the world.
弟兄，让我在这里交通一点，如何是被世界分别出来。
And so,This afternoon, I'd like to share a little bit about what the Lord has done. I'd like to share with you some of the testimonies within my life and my family's life.
我想在这里交通一点，主在我生命里面和我家庭的生命里面做的一些工作。
I'd like to take a look at the person of Abraham to kind of give us guidance.
我想通过亚伯拉罕这个人来作为我们的一个指导。
That we could draw on a few principles from his own pursuit of the Lord.
我们从他追随主的这些经历上面，我们来找一些例子。
Will you please turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 7?
请一起翻开《使徒行传》第七章。
Book of Acts, chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
I will begin reading from verse 2 through verse 4.
我先读第二和第四节。
And he said, Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, Depart from your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you. Then he departed from the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran, and from there, after his father died, God removed him into this country in which you are now living.
斯提凡说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米，他为住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神就使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
Right, and then to the book of Genesis, chapter 11.
启示录第十一章，创世纪第十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
And Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran his grandson and Sarai his daughter-in-law his son Abram's wife and they went out together from Ur the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan and they went as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord said to Abram, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
三十一节，他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子沙莱，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地区。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地区。”
And down in verse 4, so Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his nephew, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and the persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan.
第四节，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年75岁。亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带到迦南地。去，他们就到了迦南地。
And then over in chapter 13,
第十三章
starting at verse 7,
从第七节开始。
And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzites were dwelling in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the left. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tents as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked, exceedingly, and sinners against the Lord.
第七节到第十三节，当时迦南人与比利洗人在那里居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德牧人相争。亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。”罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛。俄摩拉以前如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐幕，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
And then one more passage over in the book of Galatians.
另外再翻到加拉太书。
Like Galatians 4, verses 21 through 26.
加拉太书第四章二十一到二十六节。
Galatians 4, starting on verse 21.
加拉太书第四章二十一节开始。
Tell me, you who want to be under the law, do not listen to the law, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the bondwoman and one by the free woman. For the son by the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and the son by the free woman through the promise. This is allegorically speaking for these women are two covenants, one proceeding from Mount Sinai, bearing children who are to be slaves. She is Hagar. Now this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present Jerusalem. For she is in slavery with her children, but the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother.
你们这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见过律法吗？ 因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。然而那使女所生的是按照血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指着亚伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。
Take a moment and bow in a word of prayer.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Heavenly Father, gracious Father, we love you.
亲爱的天父，你是何等的有恩慈，我们爱你。
We are thankful that you love us as well.
我们感谢你，因为你也爱我们。
And we see your faithfulness through all the years.
我们在过去的这些年来，我们一直看到你的信实。
And for this, we give you praise.
这样，我们要给你所有的赞美。
We know, however, that you are not done working within us.
但是我们知道你在我们里面的工作还没有结束。
That you are still molding us and shaping us.
你还在塑造着我们。
And so we want to commit ourselves to you this afternoon.
我们愿意把我们交托在你的手里。
As we speak your words and as we listen.
当我们在讲你的话语的时候，当我们听的时候。
That you may be able to have your way within us.
你在我们的里面得到你的道路。
Bring these words to life.
把这些话。 当成变成生命。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now, in regards to a separation from the world, I see that there is a great struggle amongst us as believers in Christ.
有关从世界分离这样的一个题目，我们作为信主的人，我们有很多的挣扎。
Because we still live in this world, but we are not of this world.
因为我们还活在这个世上，但是我们不属于这个世界。
At least this is what the Lord tells us.
因为这是主对我们说的。
But I know from my own experience that I still feel a part of this world.
从我自己的经历来讲，我觉得我还是世界的一部分。
And that when I look back at my own life, I recognize that there are times when I am of this world.
当我回首我的往事的时候，我觉得我自己有一部分还是属于这个世界。
And in these times when I am of this world, I really recognize that I'm lacking in the abundance and the fullness that the Lord would have for me.
在这段时间，我属于世界的时候，我就觉得我缺少神给我们的丰富。
It's very easy to get caught up in the culture of today.
很容易就被当时的风俗来捉住。
There's so much that the world or society or culture throws at us.
有很多这个世界要通过文化来传输给我们。
And if we're not on guard, we will easily accept that.
如果我们不警醒的话，我们就很容易的去接受它。
Now, but the Lord would want something better for us.
但是主要从我们这里得到更好的。
Now, He would want us to be able to experience His fullness and His abundance.
他愿意我们来经历他的完全和他的丰富。
You know, this abundance is very different from what the world shows us.
他的 丰富比这世界所显示给我们的要非常的不一样。
One of the things we have to understand is we have to let go of the past.
有一件事我们一定要让过去来离开我们。
The way that we used to think, the way that we used to live.
我们过去我们的想法，我们过去生活的方式。
For I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
因为我已经与基督一起钉十字架，现在活的不再是我。
You know, the old self, the old man, is dead now.
那个老的我已经死掉了。The
new man, the new man in Christ, is alive in me.
在基督里面的新人是活跃的。And
he is alive in all of us who profess Jesus to be our Lord.
当我们称耶稣是我们的主的时候，这个生命就在我们活动。As
we can see from these scriptural passages that we read, Abram made a clean break.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们看到亚伯拉罕他是一个清楚的与世界的一个诀别。Now
he was called out from where he lived.
他被他所住的地方，他被召呼召出来。
Because the land where he lived was a land full of idolatry.
因为他住的地方是敬拜偶像的地方。
We read in Joshua that his father was actually an idol maker.
我们读约书亚记的时候，我们看到他的父亲实际上是做偶像的一个人。
Now, many of us may not have worshipped or follow the ways of idolatry in our past before we came to know Christ.
虽然我们在我们认识主以前，我们虽然很多人并没有拜过偶像。
But I would say that if we're Chinese, then our forefathers, our ancestors probably did.
但是如果我们，因为我们都是中国人的后代，我们的祖先做过这样的事情。
There's a lot of paganism associated with our ancestors.
在我们的祖上有很多的异教。
Now the Lord would really desire that He would have something better. He really wants to give us something better.
但是我们的主一定要给我们更好的。
Now there are probably many of us here who came to believe in the Lord in a Christian household.
我们这里也有很多人是通过在基督教的家庭里面长大。
And maybe it's a little bit difficult to differentiate the former life that we used to have versus the new life that we have in Christ.
所以很对于我们以前的生活和我们在主里的生活很难分开。
Because we came to know the Lord Jesus at such a young age.
因为我们在很年幼的时候我们就认识了主耶稣。
You know, I would almost classify myself into this category, almost but not quite.
我要几乎要属于这样的一个范畴，但是还不是很完全。
I came to know the Lord when I was about 10 or 11 years old.
当我在大概10岁、11岁的时候，我认识了主。
I grew up going to a small Baptist church.
我是到一个浸信会的一个教会里面去。
I went to a Sunday school every week.
我到主日学，每星期都到主日学去。
My family, they were not believers. My parents were not Christians.
但是我的父母他们不是信主的。
But through the grace of God, through the love of the brothers and sisters in that particular assembly, I came to know the Lord.
但是凭着主的恩典，凭着在那里聚会的弟兄姊妹们的爱心，我认识了主。
So when I look back and I think of my former way of life, there's really not that much to draw back upon. My first 10 years of life.
当我回想往事的时候，我觉得我过去我最先的十年没有什么可以来吸取的。
You know, I didn't have a criminal record.
我没有犯罪的记录。
I didn't smoke pot like a lot of the kids did up there in the country that I grew up in.
我没有像周围的很多孩子那样吸毒。
You know, I had a pretty moral upbringing.
我是有一个很正常的一个成长。
But the Lord has shown me that my former way of life, even as innocent maybe and pure by the world standards as it was, was still not up to God's standards.
但是主就让我看见，虽然我的那个时光我很好像很无辜，也很清纯，但是还是达不到他的标准。
Because there was actually a lot of selfishness within me.
因为那时候我里面有很多的自私。
I grew up as the third child.
我是家里的第三个孩子。
I should say the youngest child.
也是最年幼的孩子。
And my brother and sister always teased me and said I got my way.
我的哥哥和姐姐们他们经常的来逗我。
My mom would tell you otherwise.
但是我的母亲就说别的。
At least that's what she tells me when I'm in front of her.
至少她是那样的告诉我。
So I had a relatively easy life being the youngest.
所以我作为最年幼的孩子，我的生活好像很容易。
There was less expected of me.
他们对我的期望值不是很高。
I had fewer responsibilities.
我也有比较少的责任。
So it was an easy life.
所以生活很简单。
But I know it was also a very selfish life.
但是我知道也是很自私的生活。
I remember when I was in the playground as a youngster.
我记得在我年幼的时候，我在那个公园里面。
Whenever we would play ball.
当我们在打球的时候。
I would grab hold of the ball.
我就抓住球。
And I would say, "This is what we're going to play."
我就跟他们说，这是我们就要按照这样的来玩。
It was my way or the highway.
或者你们要么按照我的方式来玩，要么你们就走人。
You know, if you didn't want to do what I wanted to do, then you didn't need to be my friend.
如果你不想跟我这样按照我这样的玩，你就不是我的朋友。
I knew that there was a lot of selfishness within me.
我知道在那个时候，我里面有很多的自私感。
And I I know that this is a part of my, a part of who I am, a part of my old life.
我知道这是我，我就是我的这样的琐事，这是我旧生命的一部分。
Because as I will share with you this afternoon, there are many vestiges of this that still manifest itself in my life.
今天下午在这里交通的时候，我要说，我有很多的时候还是这样的表现。
Not only in the past after I came to know the Lord, but still even now in the present.
不仅是在认识主以前，在现在还是有。
That the old man, that the flesh, still makes its mark on me.
这样的一个旧人，这个旧的血肉还在我身上有这么样的一个印记。
And it still influences me.
而且还在影响着我。
But I look to the Lord, just as you look to the Lord.
但是我是那样的仰望主，就像你们仰望主一样。
To be the provision.
要来靠着他的供应。
I think it's helpful to understand a little bit more about who we used to be like.
我想对我们比较有用的就是我们要知道我们过去是什么样子。
The way that we used to formerly live, the way we used to formerly think.
就是我们过去的思想和行为的方式。
This was very instrumental in my own life as far as following Jesus as my Lord.
对于我来讲是非常有益的可以让我来跟随主。
Because until we really see the depravity of our old self, I don't think we will have much inclination to let go of that old man.
因为当我们在看到我们过去的这个贫穷的可怜以前，我们不能让他不能放开他。
Until we see how corrupted it is and how evil it is and how wicked it is, then we will want to still hang on.
只有当我们看到是多么的腐朽和朽坏的时候，我们否则我们就一定要抓住它。
Likewise with this world.
同样对这个世界也一样。
We really have to understand that it's under Satan's domain.
我们一定要知道它是在魔鬼的权下。
That he has taken all these good things that God has created and ordained, and he has twisted them.
他把主所创造的所有美好的，他就把它逆转过来。
And he has used us and even manipulated us.
他也利用了我们，而且他在操控着我们。
And he's led us astray.
他把我们带到偏路上面去。
Now we really need to have a revelation.
我们一定要有这样的一个启示。
We really need to have that vision from the Lord.
我们要有那样从主来的意象。
Because until that point in time where we have that revelation, then I think Jesus just remains as our Savior.
如果我们没有那样意向的话，主只是我们的救主。
And he doesn't become Lord for us.
他还不是我们的主。
Now this is how my life was much like after I had come to believe in the Lord when I was 10 or 11.
当我十岁、十一岁，我认识主的以后，我的生活只是如此。
Now I only knew Jesus as my Savior.
我只要耶稣来做我的救主。
But the selfish individual within me kept creeping up.
但是我里面的那一个自私的人还在醒来。
And I was unable to let Jesus be the Lord of my life, to be the new boss.
我不能让主做我的主，做我的老板。
But I thank God that He had a better way for me.
但是感谢主，他给我预备了更好的道路。
That He wanted more for me.
他也从我这里去。要求的更多。
And that he did not just let me languish there.
他没有让我在那里就那样的虚弱下去。
He gave within my heart a seeking heart.
他给了我一个寻求他的心。
Now God will show his way to us.
神会把他的路显示给我们看。
But he will only show his way to those of us who are seeking.
他只是把他的路显给我们这些追求他的人看。
You know, Abraham was only able to see the Lord because he was seeking after the Lord.
亚伯拉罕之所以能看到主，因为他在追寻主。
He was a person who was seeking for that better country.
他是在那里找那个更美好的城。
He was looking for that city which has foundations, whose architect and whose builder is none other than God himself.
他要仰望那个城，只是神作为那个城的建筑师。
So it wasn't until I went away to college that the Lord really began to make me think.
直到我上大学以后，主才可以让我真正的来思想。
Make me think about the priorities in my life.
他使我想到我生命里面的重点。
who is going to be Lord, who is going to be master in my life.
谁要在我生命里面做主。
You know, I pursued after the things of the world when I got away to college.
我在追寻世界上的事。
I found them to be empty.
我发现他们都是空虚的。
And the Lord brought me back to himself.
是主把我重新的召回在他的面前。
And he convicted me.
他也给了我这样的一个看见。
And he changed me.
他也改变了我。
And he showed me that there's a better way than what the world has to offer.
他像让我看到他给我预备了一个更好的路。
So I committed myself to the Lord when I was about 19 years old.
当我19岁的时候，我就把自己奉献给主。
I said, Lord, I want to follow you.
我说主啊，我要跟随你。
I want to be where you are.
我愿意你到哪里我就到哪里。
I want to know more of you.
我愿意知道你知道的更多。
And so from that time, the second year that I was in college,
从那个时候起，我第二在大学的第二年，
I committed myself to the Lord.
我把自己奉献给主。
And I had it's not really a creed, but a simple way of life.
我的生活就变得很简单。
I said I followed the three B's.
我就要跟从三个 B。
The three B's. I was focused on the Bible.
我第一我是要聚焦在圣经上面。
I was going to be focused on books. Academics.
就像我在花时间在书和书本和学习上面一样。
And I suppose the old man was still a little bit alive in me. I still want to play ball.
另外我还想打球。
So I committed myself towards these endeavors.
所以我就把我自己来专心的放在这三件事上。
And I really try to stay focused and true to these three things.
我一定要就是专心专注在这三件事情上面。
Because I found it to be a way by which I could grow closer to the Lord and stay focused.
我觉得我这样可以，我能够更多的注目神，来离他更近。
I remember when I after committing myself to the Lord,
我还记得当我奉献给主以后，
I got very involved in this large church group.
我就参与了很多这个大的一个教会的活动。
It was actually a fellowship group. It was a campus crusade in Christ.
这是一个叫校园团契。
And it was associated with a Baptist church that I went to, a college, really served college students.
和我去的那个金星会的教堂有关，他们是在为校园里面的学生来侍奉。
They had several hundred, maybe about 400 students involved.
大概有三四百的学生。
And I really enjoyed that time there.
我实在是喜欢那段时间。
And I really put myself into being obedient to the Lord as I understood it.
我自己也按照我自己的理解，我来顺服主。
I committed myself to the study of the Bible.
我花很多的时间来读圣经。
As I would study the Bible with incoming freshmen in the dormitory.
我在宿舍里面和新来的一些新生一起读圣经。
And then over time, I'd also study the Bible with other upperclassmen.
另外，我也和比较高年级的学生一起读。
And lead them in their studies as well.
我在那里带领他们学圣经。
I participated in outreaches.
我就到那些到外面去侍奉的活动里面也参加。
Really in evangelism meetings.
就像是一些传福音的聚会。
We go out and we share the gospel on the quad where all the other students would hang out.
我们出去，我们就在那些很多学生聚集的地方，我们传福音。
I would go out and work with the homeless, spend time with the homeless.
我也和那些无家可归的人在一起，花时间在他们身上。
We would share the gospel with them. We would bring clothes to them.
我就和他们一起来读圣经，读传福音，然后把他们。
We would try to raise money to buy some clothes for them.
我就试图把他们吸引到我们这里，我们也来捐钱为他们买衣服。
But you know what I really enjoyed the most was being able to share my faith.
但是我最喜欢的是要和他们一起分享我的信仰。
And I remember one day I was able to share my faith with a foreign student.
我记得有一天我和一个外国的学生来分享我的信仰。
She was a foreign student from Japan.
她是从日本来的一个女学生。
And she had actually approached me for some directions.
她来找我的原因是想问
And so through the process of giving her some directions, I had the opportunity to share the gospel with her.
当我给她指方向的时候，我就有这么一个机会来和她分享福音。
And she had an interested heart.
她有一个很有意思的心。
So I invited her to some other meetings and some other fellowships.
哦，她很感兴趣，所以我就请她到别的聚会里面。
And periodically I would see her on campus.
我时常的在校园里面看见她。
I check up on her. She came to believe in the Lord.
我就去看一看她，她认识的主。
So that was all good.
就一切都很好。
But then some trouble came along the way.
但是后来有一点麻烦。
I suppose I was not very wise in regards to my approach.
我想我的这个方式不是很聪明。
Now I understand why it's important to be careful when you share the gospel with the opposite member of the sex.
当你和你的那个异性来传福音的时候，要有点事情你要注意。
Apparently she had begun to have an attraction for me.
她好像对我有一点好感。
And I'm not very good at sensing people's feelings.
但是我对别人的感觉我不是很敏感。
My wife can tell you all about that.
我的妻子可以告诉你们。
And so, I would see her periodically knitting something.
所以我时常在聚会里面碰见她。
And one day she presented me with a gift.
有一天她给了我一个礼物。
She had knitted me a sweater.
她给我织了一个毛衣。
It was trouble.
这是麻烦来了。
Now, because this was outside of my focus.
这是我实在是在我的注意力以外。
It didn't start with one of the three B's. It wasn't had nothing to do with the Bible or the books or with playing ball.
和我的三个 B 的那个目标，读圣经、读书和打球没有任何关系。
Now, it wasn't a matter of whether or not I had any feelings or affections for her.
并不是说我对她有没有好感，或者
It was just outside what God would have for me at that point in time in my life.
但只是在主给我的以外。
So I had to turn her down.
所以我一定要拒绝她。
Later, I found out my wife had a close friend who was actually roommates or a close friend with this girl.
后来我就发现我的妻子她有一个很好的朋友和这个女孩住在一起。
And she told me that this girl was broken-hearted.
她就告诉我这个女孩的心都碎了。
And that was not a very nice thing that I did.
对我来说不是做只是做了一个不太好的事。
Maybe that was true. Maybe it wasn't a nice thing, but in my heart it was the right thing to do.
对我来说是在我的心里面我觉得我做得对。
Now brothers and sisters, we have to be careful of this culture.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这个文化里面我们一定要小心。
If we don't know where we're going, then the culture is going to take us.
如果我们不知道怎么走的话，这个世界就要抓住我们。
There's a saying that I like.
有一句我喜欢的话。
Similar to what our brother Ding shared with us, brother Ting shared with us a few nights ago.
在几个晚上以前和丁弟兄给我们讲的一句话。
It's related. It's don't get on the bus unless you know where it's going.
有关的是，就是说，你如果你不知道你要去哪里的话，不要上这个公共汽车。
Don't get on the bus unless you know who's driving.
不要上车，如果除非你知道谁是在驾车。
Otherwise, you'll just go in circles and circles.
否则他就在那里转来转去。
Or even worse, you'll go someplace where you don't want.
或者更糟糕的是，他要把你带到你不愿意去的地方。
And in the case of the world, it is destruction for us.
对于世界来说，对我们来说是一个把我们带偏的一个东西。
No, we're not going to find God haphazardly.
我们不是那么随机的就能找到主。
Now, when we choose to follow after Him, when we make Him our Lord, our boss, this needs to be something that's intentional and well thought of.
当我们选择来跟随他的时候，这件事一定要我们要仔细思想。
And I think it's so important for us to learn to hold on to the Word of God.
所以对我们来讲，一定要记得要抓住神的话是非常重要的。
And just as our brother shared with us yesterday afternoon, he looked at that verse in John chapter 17.
当我们弟兄昨天下午跟我们讲传交通的时候，提到约翰福音十七章。
No, you don't need to turn to it, but it's in verses 13 through 17.
你不用翻了，我就是在约翰福音十七章十三节到十七节。
It's about the Lord's prayer for his disciples.
这是主给他们他的使徒的一些祷告。
Where he acknowledged that they were not of the world, just as the Lord himself was not of the world.
主说他们不属于这个世界，就像主不属于这个世界一样。
But they understood that they were in the world.
但是他们知道他们还是在世上。
And the key thing was that the evil one would be kept from them.
重要的是要让他们脱离那恶者。
That they would be able to stay away from the influences of the evil one.
他们就可以来不受这个恶者的影响。
And the way that this would be accomplished is through the word.
要只有通过主的话才能达到这样的一个目标。
Because it's Jesus' words that give us joy.
因为主的话给我们带来喜乐。
And not only joy, but it's His words that sanctify us. It's His words that set us apart and allows us to be separate from the world.
不仅给我们喜乐，而且他的话让我们成圣，让我们从世界上分别出来。
Because His words are truth.
因为他的话就是真理。
And so we need to lay hold of these truths.
所以我们要抓住这样的真理。
You know, up until that time when I was a young person in college, I listened to a lot of terrible music and watched a lot of movies that weren't so good.
所以在我年轻的时候，我听很多很糟糕的音乐和看很多很不好的电影。
After I committed myself to the Lord really spoke to me and convicted me of the things that I was listening to and the things that I was watching.
当我把自己奉献给主的时候，主就让我知道我所看的和所听的。
No, He really pointed out how evil all these things were.
他就让我看到他们是多么的邪恶。
And just how debilitating they were.
他是那样的让我失去，让我没有能力。
They really form no good purpose other than just entertainment, just satisfying my flesh.
对我只是肉身上的享受，实在之外没有别的意义。
And so I gave those up.
所以我就把他们扔掉了。
I threw away all my music.
我把我所有的音乐我就扔掉了。
And I chose not to go and watch many movies.
我就选择不去看很多的电影。
Because the Lord had captured me.
因为主已经抓住了我。
And He had pointed out to me the importance of spending time in His Word.
他让我看到来花时间在他的话上面是何等的重要。
You know, even now, I still feel I don't spend enough time in the Lord's Words.
直到现在，我还觉得我在主的话里面没有花很多的时间。
That I still treat it too casually.
我还是那么非常简非常随便的来对待这样的话语。
And that I'm not serious enough.
我不是很严肃。
I don't spend enough time.
我花的时间也不够。
You know, I've made it my goal as I've been raising my children.
当我在养育儿女的时候，我有一个目标。
To be able to read through the Bible of each and every one of them.
和他们每一个人都要来读一遍圣经。
And I've been able to do this with first three of my four kids.
我和我四个儿子的前面三个我都这样达到了。
But I think I have to go over it with them again.
但是我觉得我还要和他们再来一遍。
My form is not exactly right. I'm still learning.
我的第四个还没有做到，还在学。
I recognize that there's probably smaller steps that we should take first.
我觉得我们可能要有更小的步一步一步来
than to try to take the whole word of God.
先不要读整个的神的话语。
You know, when my first couple of children were in school,
当我刚开始我的两个儿子在上学的时候
somehow, I shouldn't say somehow, I know how, I had this mentality in regards to their academics.
我对于他们的学习我有这样的一个意念。
I thought it would be a good source of motivation to pay them.For the grades that they got.
我要来帮助他们拿好的成绩。
This was something that my parents did for me, and I thought that worked pretty well. I got pretty good grades.
我的父母就是这样来帮助我，我觉得好像也挺有效，我就拿到了成绩，很好的成绩。
I wasn't necessarily motivated by money, but I think I was just more motivated by getting the praise or getting the approval of my parents and then my teachers.
并不是说他们拿钱来激励我，而是我是因为他们来称赞我，所以我觉得很受激励。
So I thought I'd do this to my children as well.
所以我觉得我也和我的儿子来做这样的。
My wife and I had some fellowship on this.
我的妻子和我在这里就有交通。
And we recognize that this is not the right priority.
后来我们就认识到这实在不是我们的优先的。
We did not want our kids to be so focused on academics.
所以我不愿意我的孩子们是那样的注意他们的成绩。
You know, academics are important.
学习很重要。
But they have their place. Academics have their place.
但是他们是有他们的位置。
There's a certain priority that we assign to academics.
当我们给学习这个方面，我们有不同的优先性。
And that we were wrong, or I was wrong, for placing the importance of academics above their spiritual character.
我知道我错了，因为我把这个放在他们属灵的成长之前。
So the Lord has recently impressed upon me the importance to spend time memorizing the Word with them.
主最近让我的有这么一个很深的印象，让我来花时间来记忆他的话。
That they may be able to keep the words of God in their hearts from a young age.
这样让他们可以在年幼的时候就把神的话记在他们的心里。
Now, so as we set out to seek the Lord, then we have to be people who hold on to His words.
当我们出发来寻求神的时候，我们就要抓住他的话语。
But we also have to be mindful of snares and traps along the way.
但是我们也要知道这个沿途的这些网络。
So if we were to look back at the person of Abraham,
当我们回头看亚伯拉罕的时候,
after he was called out, he went and settled in Haran.
当他出来被呼召出来的时候，他住在哈兰。
He stopped there.
他停在那里。
He didn't go all the way to the promised land.
他没有一直走到应许地。
You know, it's not enough to just let go of the past.
如果你仅仅的放弃你的过去还不够。
It's not enough to just seek after the Lord.
如果你仅仅是在寻求主还不够。
We really have to watch out and be on our guard.
我们一定要注意，要警醒。
For there's a lot of entanglements along the way.
在路上有很多的网络。
And I really felt that in my life, that even after I had committed myself to the Lord as a young person in college, that there are still many entanglements along the way.
我知道在我把自己交托给主以后，在路上还有很多的羁绊。
And now years later, I would still say the same. There are still many entanglements in my life that I have to be careful of.
在许多年以后，我还要说一定要注意这样的一些网络。
Now, certainly one area where we can easily be entangled with is with money.
在一个方面一定会绑住我们的就是钱财。
Yeah, for the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.
因为爱钱财的心就是所有邪恶的源头。
There are so many opportunities in this abundant world, abundant society that we live in to make money.
在这个世界上有很多的机会我们来赚钱。
You know, we all live in this world and we all have to deal with money.
我们都活在这个世界上，我们要处理钱财的事情。
I thought for me money was not too much of a stumbling block.
我觉得钱财对我来说并不是很让我绊倒的一件事。
I remember when I first started working, I would just collect my paychecks.
当我刚开始工作的时候，我是每个月去领工资。
This was before a direct deposit.
这还是在有那个直接储蓄以前。
And while many of my colleagues and I remember many of my family members or relatives would talk about, as soon as they get the check, they run to the bank and put the money in.
我记得很多的朋友和同事，他们都说，当他们一拿到钱，就把它存在银行里。
Somehow those words of wisdom never struck a chord in my mind.
对啊，那个那样的一些机智的话，还是没有让我引起我的注意。
You know, I really wasn't a very wise steward, I suppose I could say.
我实在不是一个很好的一个管家。
I would just let my checks pile up weeks after weeks.
我只是让我的
undeposited.
我只是让我的工资单放在那里，一个月一个月的，我不去存。
Of no use.
一点用都没有。
Just like that steward who threw it in the ground.
就像那个管家把它扔到地里面。
And it could make no profit, no return for our Lord.
他不为主来赚钱。
So while I may not have much of a heart or an ambition for money,
虽然我对钱没有太大的吸引力,
I still have to be careful with it.
但是还是要注意。
I have to make sure I'm a proper steward.
我必须要做一个好的管家。
You know, one thing I'm learning is, in regards to money, is not to get so preoccupied with trying to save money.
有一件事情我学会了，就是说不要那么特意的要去存钱。
Shopping is one of the things I enjoy the least.
去买东西我一点都不喜欢。
I look at some of my brethren out there, and you're dressed very sharply.
我就有一些弟兄姊妹，你们穿的实在是很好。
And you look good. You deserve to be applauded.
你看起来也很好，我们要给你鼓掌。
I wish I could look half as good as you.
我希望我像你们有一半你们看起来那么好就好了。
No, I don't do any shopping.
我一点也不去买衣服。
I hate going and buying things.
我实在是恨恶去逛商场。
So it's funny that the Lord would arrange it for me within the house of God.
但是在神的家里面，主为我做了预安排。
That I have the responsibility of buying the weekly items for a church assembly.
主就给我了这么一个安排，让我每个星期就去买教会的所需用的。
I'm glad I never told the leading Brendan this.
我很高兴我没有告诉带领的弟兄这样的事。
But it's okay because when it comes to shopping for other people, I don't mind.
但是当我为别的弟兄姊妹买东西的时候，我一点都不在意。
As long as it's not shopping for myself, I just feel really vain.
只要是不是为我自己买东西，我就不在意。
So when the problem comes in though, when I go shopping for our assembly, now it's so convenient. We can buy so many things over the internet.
现在是非常方便，你可以为教会在网上订东西。
And so now, you know, it's not the hassle it used to be for me.
一点也不是很麻烦。
Now because I think part of the reason why I hated shopping was going from place to place and looking for the best deal.
我以前不喜欢购物，就是要跑来跑去找最好的这个价钱。
So I really wouldn't spend too much time shopping around for things.
我实在是不想花很多的时间买东西。
Oh, but now when it came to the house of God, the things of God.
但是现在为神的家来买东西。
I really had to be careful in regards to how I spent the money.
我一定要小心来花钱。
And with the convenience of the internet, I could look at many sites, multiple sites.
所以现在有这么上网的这么一个便利，所以我就可以看很多的网站。
And go back and forth and figure out, okay, where do I have to pay tax and how much shipping do I have to pay? Is it free with this particular vendor?
所以我就比来比去，看哪个地方可以少可以不交税，哪些地方可以不用付计费。
My wife would tell me, stop wasting your time.
我的妻子就说你不要浪费时间。
The brethren in my assembly would remind me, God is rich.
我们的弟兄就会提醒我，神是很丰富的。
It doesn't matter that if it costs a few dollars more.
他就是如果多花几块钱也不要紧。
No, brothers and sisters, we really have to be careful in regards to spending money.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们在花钱上面一定要小心。
I think a lot of us have this mentality of holding onto money so tight.
所以我们有很多这样的心思，就是说我们要抓钱抓得很牢。
And we want to save that last dollar.
我们要存最后的一块钱。
You know, if that last dollar is for the Lord, then that's a good thing.
如果是这个最后的一块钱是主的，就是好的。
But we also have to weigh against what else could we be doing in that time.
但是我们还要衡量我们在那个时间里面我们还可以做什么。
I remember growing up with my mother.
我记得我长大的时候。
She was a terrific bargainer.
我的妈妈是一个能买便宜东西的人。
Terrific almost to the point of being embarrassing.
他就非常非常的买便宜货，有时候让我觉得很尴尬。
I remember times when she would dupe the salesman and actually get them to give her more for less money.
我记得他就来就是让这些销售员让他们给他更便宜的价格卖给他更多的东西。
You know, the Lord would really want us to be a different people.
所以我们的主愿意我们做不同的人。
And I know it may be hard if we really have that Chinese culture within us.
因为我们中有中国人的传统，很难做到。
I sense that it's just not the idea, the notion that we're saving money, but it's just fun to bargain.
所以有时候你觉得好像来跟讨价还价是一件很好玩的事情。
But you know, the Lord has placed upon my heart what He says in Leviticus 19.
但是主就把在利未记十九章里面
about how we're not to reap all the way to the corners of the field.
让我们不要一直要耕种到田角
How we're not to pick up all the gleanings, all that falls on the ground.
让我们不要把落在地上的所有的麦穗都捡起来
That we are to save it for the poor and the needy.
让我们把那些留下来为那些贫穷的人来预备
Because He is the Lord God.
Because He is the Lord God. 因为他是主，他是神。
Right? He is the Lord God.
他是主，他是神。
And maybe today, as we're trying to save money, we're not saving it so much, or maybe we're not hanging on so much because it's going to help the poor and needy.
也可能是我们今天不用那么节省，我们这样就可以帮助那些贫穷的和有需用的。
But we really need to realize that the Lord is our God.
但是我们要认识到主是我们的神。
And He's the one who provides.
他为我们供应。
We don't have to hang on to money so tightly.
我们不需要抓钱抓得这么紧。
We can let go.
我们可以要来放松。
We can be generous.
我们要来慷慨一点。
Because when we aren't generous,
当我们慷慨大方的时候，
when we leave a bad tip at the table, when we after a meal we leave a small tip.
当我们在吃完饭以后，我放一点很少的小费。
No, that doesn't leave a very good impression on the people, the workers.
就对那些为我们服务的人没有一个好的印象。
So we need to be mindful of this.
所以我们一定要小心。
No, another area that the Lord has spoken to me in regards to Diana and myself is in regards to my work.
主也在我工作的上面也给我了一些话。
It's easy to be ensnared by the things at work.
很容易我们就被工作上的事情来抓住。
And one of the areas where I've been ensnared in the past is just the status, my position at work.
我觉得我在过去有一点抓住我的，就是我在工作场合的我的地位。
And even more so, the degrees that I have.
就是我要有的学位。
And I work for an aerospace company.
我是在为一个空间工业的一个公司工作。
And I'm an engineer, as I'm finding out many of the other brethren who's come up here are.
我是一个工程师，这里的很多弟兄姊妹们也都是。
And in my workplace, there are a lot of accomplished people.
在我工作的地方有很多很有成就的人。
There are many people with degrees.
有很多有很高学位的人。
With advanced degrees.
有高等的学位。
With many awards and certifications.
有很多的，他们有很多的奖状，很多的执照。
And many times when we go around to interviewing people.
当我们来面试人的时候。
You know, they like asking, well, you know,What school did you go to? What degree did you get?
我们就问你，你去什么样的学校？你拿到了什么样的学位
？And we talk about it. And sometimes I'm a little embarrassed.
我们就谈话的时候，我有点尴尬。
You know, my accomplishments do not stack up to many of my peers.
我对跟同行相比，我的经历不是很好。
And there's the temptation within me to, I should say, in the past, there was a temptation within me to go out and get more degrees and get more awards.
在我的过去，我有这么一个诱惑，就是出去要挣更好的学位，得更多的奖。
To make a bigger name for myself, to have more credentials.
来为我自己拿到更多的执照，来为我自己创造一个名字。
Then I could proudly look at the applicants in their eyes and say, "Oh, I've done all this and this and that."
然后我就可以看到这些申请工作的，我跟他们说，我做了这些，做了这些。
I know so much.
我知道如此的多。
I'm one of the best.
我是最好的。
The Lord has shown me.
但是主让我看见。
Now let go of my pride.
让我来放弃我自己的傲慢。
Now, so for many years, I thought I would go back to school and pursue a master's degree.
很多年以来，我一直觉得我可能要回学校来念一个硕士学位。
I got into the aerospace industry at a time when things were kind of on the decline.
当我在加入这个空间这个工业的时候，事情不那么好。
The Cold War had just ended a few years past.
在过去几年，冷战结束。
And so the amount of money that was being spent on the military and aerospace was declining.
在军方和空间这个工业上面，国家没有花很多钱。
But the Lord provided a job for me.
但是主为我预备了这个工作。
I'm very thankful, Lord, especially after listening to the struggles that our brother went through.
我听到翁弟兄的分享以后，我就特别的感谢主。
But praise the Lord that He works even in all these different circumstances.
赞美主，在他在各种环境里面都工作。
I always thought that I would only work for a couple years.
我当时想，我只是工作两三年。
I would get laid off like many of the other people whom I knew had graduated and found a job.
我就想，我就可能会被辞退，就像很多刚毕业的人一样。
That is who found a job in the aerospace industry, and then just go back to school.
我就想如果被辞退以后我就回去上学。
And so this was always my mentality.
这一直是我的这么一个想法。
But God didn't have it so.
但是主没有这样。
He kept me there.
他把我 保守在那里。
And so I always wondered in my mind, when is it the right time to go back to school?
我一直在我的心里面想什么时候 才是我合适的时间让我回到学校。
When can I add to my list of credentials?
我什么时候可以往我自己的这么简历里面加更多的。
How many more certificates and awards can I hang up on my wall?
我可以需要得到更多少更多的证书然后我把它们挂在墙上。
Now I really don't do that on my wall, but in the wall of my heart.
我实在也并没有在墙上这么挂但是实在我心里面的这一堵墙上面。
But the Lord in the years past, maybe 7-8 years ago,
但是主在七八年以前
spoke to me and just showed me that this is not right.
他告诉我这样做不对。
That I did not need these extra degrees.
我并不需要这更多的学历。
And that he would have something better for me.
他为我预备的更好的。
And that I should just rest in what he would have for me.
我只是在他给我所预备的里面要安息。
That instead of spending time to add to my credentials,
先不要花时间来提高我自己的经历。
It was more important to spend time serving in the house of God.
更重要的是来在神的家里面侍奉。
To build up the body of Christ.
来为基督的身体来建造。
So Lord, remove that ensnarement from me.
主就把那样的一个网罗除去。
And I really thank the Lord because my workplace has been fairly stable.
我感谢主，我的工作很稳定。
With the exception of one period in my working career.
在我一生的工作经历里面，只有一段时间不是那么稳定。
And I've been with the same company for almost 20 years now.
我给同样的公司大概工作了快20年。
And I know that's really a rarity these days.
今天看来是很稀少的一件事情。
But I've never felt the Lord's call to move on.
但是我一直没有觉得主要让我离开。
And the Lord hasn't arranged for me to move on either.
主也没有为我做离开的安排。
About 5 or 7 years ago,
大概六七年以前，
our company went through some very hard times.
我的公司就经历了很糟糕的时光。
They made some bad business decisions.
他们做了一些很错误的经济上的决定。
And it caused the company to go into bankruptcy.
公司就因此而破产。
And there were so many individuals who were so filled with fear at that point in time.
有很多的人就充满了恐惧。
You know, it's difficult to live in the Bay Area here.
因为你知道在这个湾区生活是很困难。
You know, we often need 2 salaries in order to make a go of it.
我们可能需要两个人都工作才能来勉强对付。
And so losing a job is really a hardship.
如果你失去一份工作，实在是很困难的一件事。
So I remember many of my colleagues were very worried.
所以我就记得我的同事和我们都很担忧。
But the Lord gave me a peace.
但是主就给我了平安。
He gave me a peace. He gave me the words.
他给我一句话，让我觉得很平安。
From the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
在马太福音第六章。
About not being anxious.
在马太福音第六章，他说：“你不要焦虑。”
So, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we clothe ourselves?
你不要忧虑，吃什么，穿什么。
For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
因为你们的天父知道你需要的这些事情，这些都是外邦人所求的。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
So I remember it almost seemed like a weekly basis, people would come up and say, oh, are you worried? Are you concerned?
所以每个星期都有人来问我，你是不是很担心？
I would say, no, the peace of God is with me.
我跟他们说，神的平安在我的里面。
I'm not anxious.
我一点也不焦虑。
I know the Lord will provide for me.
我知道主会为我做预备。
Maybe not with the same job. Maybe he will take away this job.
也许并不是在同样的工作里面，他也许把这个工作从我这里除去。
But I know the Lord will still provide for me.
但是主还是会为我预备。
And I remember during that time, I would also get phone calls.
在那个时候，我也接到电话。
Headhunters would be calling.
有那些猎头公司来打电话给我。
Offering jobs, offering new positions.
他们就给我工作的机会。
But the Lord never gave me the guidance to pursue after those.
但是主一直没有给我这样的一个指引，让我来捉住这样的机会。
For some reason at that point in time, I don't know what my wife and I were thinking, but we decided we needed to remodel our house.
但在我和我的妻子，我们就决定我们要重新来装修我们的房间。
May not seem like the best timing.
那个时候好像时间来讲很不是很好的时间。
And you know what the Lord had given us, the home that we had was it was sufficient.
主给我们的房子已经够我们住。
But my wife always said it just didn't work for her.
我的妻子总是觉得好像对她来说还不够。
I suppose those of you who are homemakers, or maybe you don't even have to be a homemaker.
虽然你们中间有些人可能要总是装饰家的人。
You know what works for you and what doesn't.
你就知道什么对你来说好像很合适，什么又不太合适。
There has to be a certain arrangement.
你一定要这样的来布置你的房子。
No, you want your kitchen in a certain place. You want your laundry room in a certain place. You want your garage in a certain place.
你想你的厨房应该在这里，你的洗衣房应该在这里，你的车房应该在这里。
So we waited upon the Lord, and we felt the Lord's peace in regards to going out and remodeling our home. It wasn't a big remodel job.
所以我们就在主前等候，我们知道主给我们这样的平安，让我们来做这件事情。这是一个很大的一个重新的装修。
It wasn't a small job either.
不是很大的，但是也并不小。
But you know, the Lord really provided in that time.
但是主在那个时候实在为我做了预备。
Even in spite of the fact that the company that I was working in was going through bankruptcy.
即使那个公司在那个时候正在经历破产。
I really felt the Lord as a Jehovah Jireh.
我实在知道耶和华必供应。
Because there were many times during that period that there's a couple times during that period.Where the Lord provided me with bonuses, unexpected bonuses.
在那个时候，主为我预备了，起码有两次给我发了奖金。
Very large bonuses.
非常很大的奖金。
And the company I work at, we don't work off a commission. We normally don't get bonuses.
我在那个公司里工作，我们不是我是固定工资，所以并不经常得到很大的奖金。
But the Lord had provided for us in this time.
但是主就在这么困难的时候为我们预备。
Yeah, he knew our need.
他知道我们的需用。
And in spite of the circumstances, he's the one who still provides.
在那样的环境里面，他还为我们预备。
And I really give praise and thanks to the Lord.
我实在要感谢和赞美他。
You know, another area where I find it is easy to be ensnared is in regards to the family.
另外一件事，我觉得我们很容易被家庭来网络。
And we can see that.The person of Abraham had those challenges as well.
我们就看到亚伯拉罕受到那样的挑战。
That after the Lord had given him the vision to go out to this new land.
当神给他这样的一个意象，让他来离开那个他的本家的时候。
You know, he separated from his immediate family, or his distant family.
他和他的远亲来分开。
And then he got stuck halfway in Haran, not making it all the way to Canaan yet.
但是他在哈兰住下，他没有一直到应许地。
Right, and then before he made it to Canaan,
在他到了迦南以前，
no, he had this issue.
他出了一个问题。
And he went down to Egypt because there was a famine.
因为那个时候有很大的饥荒，所以他到埃及去。
And he did not treat his wife with the proper respect.
他就没有恰当的来对待他的妻子。
As you may remember the story, we didn't read through it, but he lived in fear for his own life.
你还可能还记得那个故事，他当时就充满了恐惧。
And he had a very beautiful wife.
他有一个很美丽的妻子。
And so he lied to protect himself.
他为了保护自己，他就在那里撒谎。
And then we read later in chapter 13.
我们在十三节里面后来又看到。
That maybe at this point in time he had begun to learn, he had learned a lesson from the past.
在这个时候，他就从过去他学到一个功课。
that when he and his nephew Lot were beginning to have this strife amongst his herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen.
当他和罗德有相争的时候，开始的时候。
Now he found that he was able to separate himself for the better.
他就觉得他可以和他来分开，这样就可以为了两个人都更好。
You know, in the past, in the case of the account in Egypt, separating himself was not for the better. That was the wrong thing to do.
在埃及的时候，把自己分开并不是一个很，并不是一个。是一个错误的决定。
No, the Lord doesn't want us to separate from our wives or our immediate family.
主并不愿意我们和我们的直系亲属来分开。
He doesn't want us to separate from the body of Christ.
他也不愿意我们和基督的身体来分开。
But there's times, such as in chapter 13, that there is strife that is created.
但是在第十三章里面，我们就看到纷争。
And here he was able to let go.
但是在那个地方，他就来放弃。
He's able to say, Lot.You can have the best of the land.
他就跟罗德说罗德你可以得到更好的地。
You pick what you want, I'll go the other way.
你选择最好的我就和你相反的方向去。
And so we know Lot, he was one who was unable to overcome the world.
我们知道罗德是不能胜过世界的人。
And he chose the best of the land.
他就选择了最好的地。
He chose that side that looked well watered, that was green and lush.
他就选了那个平原的地是有很肥沃的很肥沃的地。
But he did not choose the side of God.
但是他没有选择神。
Because the promised land was Canaan.
因为神的应许地是在迦南。
It was the other way.
是相反的方向。
And so God had worked through this situation and had been able to sovereignly arrange for Abraham to have the promised land.
主就按照他的主权让亚伯拉罕得到应许地。
And he was able to do this through a separation.From his family.
他让亚伯拉罕和他的家庭分开来做成这件事。
No, in regards to my own life.
对于我自己的生活来讲。
You know, I have to learn to let go of my family.
我要学会这样一个功课，我要放开我的家庭。
Let go of what they may necessarily think about me.
要放开，要不再注意他们怎么样的想我。
I remember when.In years past, as I was fellowshipping in the house of God,
我记得在过去我在神的家里面有交通。
Now we would enjoy spending our times together on Sunday.
我们很喜欢在星期天的时间花时间。
And then even other days of the week.
甚至在一个星期的别的时间。
You know, gatherings or fellowships.
我们就在一起聚会和交通。
My family, they looked at me and said, "You spend so much time."
我的家人就看着我说：“你花了太多的时间了。
”You spend so much time at church.
你花太多的时间在教会里面。
What's wrong with you?
你是不是有问题
？I tell my parents, this is where I want to be.
我就告诉我的父母说：“这是我想去的地方。
”This is where God is at.
这是神所在的地方。
And I would pray that they would come to understand this.
我祷告，我想让他们来理解我。
And over the years, they have come to understand this.
在过去一段时间以来，他们也确实理解了我。
As they recognize that there is much more to church life than just attending on Sundays.
他就觉得我在教会里面可能除了去以外还有很多的事情。
They are actually very active individuals now in their assemblies and their churches.
在那里有很多很主动参加的一些人。
So I give praise and thanks to God for that.
所以我为这样的事情我感谢主。
You know, another area in regards to my family that I have to let go of is just in regards to my wife and my kids.
另外我在我的妻子和孩子上面我也有一点事情要让他们放弃。
My household is pretty busy.
我的家里面很忙碌。
My wife has many things that she has to do.
我的妻子有很多的事情要做。
And sometimes I really feel, I don't want to say sorry, but I'm a little regretful.
我有时候觉得好像亏欠了她。
Maybe even a little bit guilty that I don't spend more time with her and the kids.
有时候觉得没有花很多的时间和她和孩子们在一起，我觉得有点愧疚。
Maybe there's the perception that I spend too much time preparing for different studies and different meetings, different sharings.
也许他们会觉得我花很多的时间来预备各种的聚会和学习。
But my wife, you know, she's a great helper.
但是我的妻子她是一个很好的帮手。
She always encourages me.
她一直的鼓励我。
And she reassures me.
她而且她让我更安心。
That this is the right thing to do.
她说这是正确的事。
But it's really the Lord who gives me that comfort.
但是实际上是主给了我这样的安慰。
For I know I only serve by His grace.
我知道我只是在他的恩典里面来侍奉。
And in this I can rest.
在这里面我可以得到安息。
That He will provide for my wife and for my children.
他会为我的妻子和孩子来供应。
That in times that I am busy and I'm away from them.
当我离开他们，我很忙碌的时候。
I think the Lord has also shown me that, I don't want you to think I'm a real spiritual person.
我觉得主也给我看见，你们不要觉得我是一个很属灵的人。
That's all I do outside of my earthly occupation is to spend time in my spiritual avocation.
所以我在工作以外，我花所有的时间在属灵的敬拜上面。
I really learned that the Lord has a lot of squeezing that He can do in my life.
我觉得主实在是能够挤压我的时间。
There's a lot of refining that is going on.
在我的上面有很多的这么一个精炼的时候。
Now that there's other hours in the day that I use at my own discretion.
但是有在每天有一些别的时间我自己来用。
And that I really need to learn to give up these hours and these times back into the Lord.
我要把这些时间来放弃，来交给主。
I can see, brethren, I am beginning to run out of time.
我看我们时间有点到了。
So I will skip around a little bit and share another testimony.
我要稍微的跳过一点，来就分享我另外的一个见证。
Really, in regards to the last point that I think the Lord has shown me in regards to being separate from the world.
就是主让我看见的是如何与世界分开的最后一点。
And that is to learn to live out.The promise.
那就是要活出他的应许。
From the passage in Galatians.
在加拉太书。
We see that we are not people who are under bondage.
让我们看见我们不是在捆绑下的百姓。
But we live under a new covenant.
但是我们是在新约的下面。
A covenant that is free.
是这样一个让我们自由的一个约。
We know Abraham, he did not make the right choice along the way.
我们知道亚伯拉罕在路上并没有做很多并没有做正确的决定。
He listened to his wife and he took his wife's maid.
他就听了他的妻子的话，他就娶了他妻子的女仆。
And had a child with her.
他和她有了一个儿子。
This was not the Lord's plan.
这不是主的计划。
The Lord's plan was to give him a people through his wife Sarai.
主要通过撒拉给他一个百姓。
Because she was the free woman. She was not the woman who was the slave.
因为莎拉是一个自由的人，她不是一个奴仆。
And through the free woman, we have this promise.
是通过自主的妇人，我们得到这样的应许。
As believers in Christ, we need to hold on to the promise that God has given to us.
作为在基督里信主的人，我们一定要抓住他给我们的应许。
That there is a greater hope.
因为有一个更大的一个盼望。
That he has something better for us.
他为我们预备了更好的。
There was a time recently as I was preparing to share with an assembly.
最近有一段时间我在为交通有点预备的时候。
That the Lord really challenged me.
主就挑战我。
And this was in regards to a situation at work.
这是跟我在工作上有关的一点事情。
I was preparing to share a message on godliness.
我就想在交通有关敬虔的事。
And talking about the importance of having integrity.
就是要有正直的重要性。
And during this time, we had a serious problem with.One of the product lines that I'm responsible for.
在这段时间，在我工作上面的我分管的这一个产品里面有很多问题。
For years and years, my predecessors, even before my time, had ordered this product line that was really not suitable for space applications.
在我的以前，我很多他们我的前任他们就定了这样一个东西，这个实际上不适合用空间的工业。
And it really wasn't that big of a deal.
实际上也不是很大的事情。
But to this particular customer, it was a very big deal.
但是对这个客户来说是很大的一件事。
You see, this was a brand new customer that we had secured a few years ago.
这是我们在几年前我们刚找到的一个新的顾客。
It's the largest satellite, commercial satellite operator in the world.
是世界上最大的商业卫星的运营商。
And for years, we had been courting their business.
在很多年以来，我们一直在来寻求这样的一个生意。
But we were never able to secure a contract with them.
但是我们一直没有能够来拿到这么合同。
Until we finally got this contract.
直到最近我们才拿到这样的合同。
And this past fall, we were on the verge of being able to deliver the satellite.
在去年秋天，我们几乎要为他来能够来给他输送这个卫星。
And then we discovered this problem.
但是我们就发现这么一个问题。
Just before we had to ship the satellite.
在我们运输这个卫星以前。
We had to spend countless hours making presentations to the customer, to our vice president.
我们又花了很多的时间为这个顾客和我们的副总裁来做预备。
Explaining why it's okay.
就要跟他们讲为什么这不是一个问题。
And for the most part, they bought our arguments because really it wasn't that big of a deal.
他们也确实都明白了我们的解释，确实也不是很大的事。
But they kept asking questions.
但是他们一直在问问题。
And they kept probing.
他一直在就是在询问。
And so we had to provide answers to them.
所以我们一定要给他一个答案。
And so finally it got down to delivery time.
一直到最后要给他们输送的时候。
We have this several hundred million dollar project that we have to deliver on.
这是一个项目，大概有几亿的价值。
You know, there's a very large milestone of payment associated with it.
而且在那以后，他要会给我们一笔很大的付款。
And of course, we only receive this milestone after we deliver the product, we deliver the satellite, place it up in space.
只有当我们把这个卫星给他们送到天空以后，它才会到这么一个目标。
And we were beginning to run against something called this launch window.
我们就接近了这么一个要发射的这么一个时间。
You know, there's only a certain period at which point in time we can launch these satellites because we only secure these contracts for certain periods.
因为这个保险只是在一定时间有效，所以只是很短的时间你可以把卫星发射出来。
If you cannot deliver your product, if you cannot deliver the satellite on time, then you lose that window.
如果你不能再按时的来交货，你就失去了那个机会。
We had already lost that. We had already lost much time in that window.
我们已经在那个时间里面，我们已经失掉了很多。
And we were just on the back end of that window.
我们只是将近时间要用光了。
And we thought we were wrapping up this problem.
我们觉得我们要把这个问题要解决了。
And then we find another problem.
然后我们又看到了另外一个问题。
So I tell one of my best engineers to go down there and run some tests.
所以我就对我的一个最好的一个工程师说，你下去你看一看，再测试一下。
And then he came back and he said, oh yeah, it came out well.
他回来说，哦，没问题，一切都很好。
And I just had to go down myself and check.
但是我还是要自己去看一看。
It was just too important of a thing to not check twice.
对我来说是实在是太重要了，你不能不第二次再去检查一下。
So I ran down there and ran some more tests.
所以我就自己下去，然后我就测试了一下。
And much to my consternation, I found that it had not passed the test.
对，我也确实验证了我这么的一个预感，确实不是那么好。
Oh, it would have been so easy just to say we had passed the test.
很容易，如果我说我们通过这么一个检测，其实很容易。
Because we had.
因为我们确实也通过了这个测试。
But because I want to look deeper and know for myself.
但是我要看得更深，我要自己知道。
I found a way to make the test fail.
我就找到一个方式让这个测试来失败。
I didn't want to do it.
我也并不是想那么做。
But I had to do what was right.
但是我一定要做正确的事情。
And I really thought that this decision would cause us to lose this launch window.
我知道这样的一个决定可能会让我们来失去这一个发射的一个时间。
So nevertheless, I just went ahead and reported back to the vice president and everyone else in the chain of command what the news was.
但是我回去我还是把这样的事情报告我的总裁和他所有这个管理层的人。
And we just took it from there.
我们就从那里看，再看。
I said, this is it, this is what it is, this is what we have to do.
我就跟他们说，这就是这样的现状。
And so then I went and I continued to, that weekend, I shared on the message and shared about godliness and the importance of having integrity.
在那个周末，我就来交通了有关敬虔的事情和正直的事情。
And afterwards, I went back home and I found that I had a message on my phone.
在那个以后，我就回到家，我发现我的电话里面有一个留言。
And I was thinking, oh, well, this message can't be good. It's probably going to be the vice president. I'm going to get an earful.
我就想，可能不是什么好消息，可能副总裁要骂我一顿。
But much to my surprise, it was actually a good news.
但是让我惊讶的是一个好消息。
They had found that we had made a mistake.
他们就觉得我们犯了一个错。
That the product that we thought we had on this spacecraft was not the one that was wrong.
他就让我们看到，在这个飞机上面的这个东西，并不是我们看到有问题的那一个。
And once I heard that news,
当我听到这样的新闻以后
，I just gave thanks to the Lord.
我实在要赞美主。
Because I know that integrity is important in the eyes of the Lord.
我知道在主的眼里面，正直是何等的重要。
And irregardless of the consequences, we need to be a people who stand up for what is right.
在意义上来讲，我们要作为做他的百姓，我们要为正确的事情来站立。
Because that's who the Lord is.
因为那是主就是这样。
I mean, we can be like people who just live by law.
我们可以就是你按照法律来过日子。
Going about just getting things done.
你只是让把事情来做好。
Just accomplishing the task.
来完成你的任务。
But not really having our hearts in it.
但是你可以在里面并没有放你的心进去。
You know, the Lord puts us through a lot of these circumstances to teach us.
主就让我们经历这样很多的环境来教育我们。
He wants to see if that's all we're trying to do is just accomplish the task.
他不想让我们只是来完成一件任务。
Are we just trying to fulfill our obligation and our duty?
我们只是来应付差事而已。
Or do we have a heart for? Are we willing to pay the price?
我们是不是有这样的一个心，我们来付代价
？I really learned that in spite of all this hard work.
我就学到，尽管我付出了很多的艰苦的努力。
You know, hard work doesn't overcome everything.
但是艰苦的努力并不能战胜一切的事情。
But God's grace can and does.
但是他的恩典一定能。
So it's this that I rest on.
所以我就在这里得到了安息。
And as brothers and sisters in the Lord,
as, 主里的弟兄姊妹们,
as we're learning to be separate from the world,
当我们学会从世界分开的时候,
we really have to learn to put ourselves down.
我们一定要放下我们自己。
So God can have His purpose.
让主在我们的心身上做成他的旨意。
And so God can have His accomplishments.
主可以来完成他的计划。
Now I just want to share one more testimony.
我再有一点见证。
It's in regards to one of my services.
跟我一个侍奉有关。
You know, the Lord's given me the privilege and opportunity to be able to share my life and my thoughts and what He does for me.
主就给了我这样的一个特权，让我可以在有关我生命里他的工作，我有一些分享。
You know, and I'm not so comfortable, and I'm not so eloquent.
我不是很自己很舒服，而且我的口才也不是很好。
And I really have not that much ambition, or I want to say no ambition to come up here and share.
我也在没有这么一个野心要站在这里。来交通。
I don't really like standing up in front of crowds of people.
我实在是不喜欢在很多人面前来站立来讲。
But the Lord has always given me this opportunity.
但是主一直给我这样的机会。
I don't know why.
我不知道，实在不知道为什么。
I remember from the time I've been in high school through the time that I've been in college, I've had these extra privileges afforded to me.
我一直记得，在从高中、大学以来，一直主就给我这样的一个特权。
That most ordinary people don't get.
这样是很多普通人没有得到。
It's never because I want to do this.
实在不是我自己愿意。
But I feel it's really the Lord who has placed me here.
我实在觉得主把我放在这里。
I do not consider myself worthy of this type of service.
我觉得我实在不配有这样的侍奉。
But the Lord is worthy.
但是主是配。
And because the Lord is worthy, I need to be obedient to Him.
因为主是配的，所以我一定要在他面前顺服。
I remember sharing with a brother recently.
我记得和弟兄姊妹们有一个分享。
As he was asking me to serve in this capacity.
他就问我在在我做这样的侍奉里面。
I asked him, "Can I serve in another way?"
我就问他，我可不可以有另外的侍奉？
He said no.
他说不行。
There are others who are not so capable.
他说有别的人不是很有能力。
And I don't think he was really saying that they're not so capable. It's just that maybe they're not so willing.
我觉得他不是说他们没有能力，而是他觉得他们不是很愿意。
That we have not raised up enough individuals within our house to fulfill all the different services that are in the house of God.
他说我们在神的家里面还没有兴起足够的人来做各种各样的侍奉。
And the Lord has called each one of us to fulfill these different services and these different duties.
主就呼召我们来在不同的侍奉上有份。
I after this incident, I thought of.The account of our Lord Jesus with the Apostle Peter.
所以我就觉得主对彼得的吩咐。
This account of after the Lord had resurrected, he spoke with Peter.
在主复活以后，他对彼得说。
And he told Peter what was to happen with him.
他对彼得说将来要有什么事情在他身上。
He told Peter to follow me.
他跟彼得说你要跟随我。
And then Peter said, well, what about this other fellow? What's going to happen with him?
彼得就说另外一个人会有什么事发生。
And Jesus said, you know, don't be mindful of that.
主说你不要管他。
It doesn't matter to you.
对你来说不重要。
Come follow me.
你来跟随我。
Those were the words that I felt the Lord speaking to me.
我就觉得这是主在对我说话。
Don't worry about what others are doing.
你不要在意别人做什么。
Just focus on what the Lord arranges for myself.
我就是要看到主为我安排的，我来注重。
Just arrange, just focus on what the Lord has arranged for me.
要注意主为我预备的。
That we would all be mindful of this.
让我们都来注意。
Brothers and sisters, that we would not lack in any way.
让我们在别的地方都没有缺欠。
That we would.Fill all the gaps in the body of Christ.
我们在基督的身体里面，我们把所有的欠缺我们都补上。
And that we would not let the light be extinguished.
我们不要让这个灯来熄灭。
Because the Lord has given us this light.
因为主给了我们这样的灯。
He has given us this revelation.
他给了我们启示。
That we have this great purpose.
他在我们身上有这么伟大的旨意。
That we have this great hope.
我们有这么大的盼望。
That Jesus is Lord.
主是耶稣是主。
That Jesus is our source.
耶稣是我们的源头。
That Jesus is our hope.
耶稣也是我们的盼望。
Jesus is our head.
耶稣是我们的头。
And he deserves to have first place.
他一定要居首位。
Our brothers and sisters, let us learn to let go of all these entanglements.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们来学会放弃这所有缠累我们的事情。
Let us learn together how to die to ourselves.
让我们来学会向着自己死。
That the self would be hidden.
让自己被隐藏。
And that the Christ would be manifested.
让主被来彰显。
Let's close in a time of prayer.
我们来低头一点祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you that you are so good to us.
你对我们是何等的美善。
That you are so gracious to us.
你对我们是有何等的恩典。
That you watch over every step.
当你来保守我们每一个脚步的时候
and that even when we take in this step,
当我们走错路的时候
you are there to point us back out in the right direction.
主啊，你也把我们带回到正路上面
give us the faith.
给我们这样的信心
give us the courage to be able to step out.
给我们这样的勇气，让我们来跟上
to step out of the world.
让我们从世界上分离出来
and to step into your domain.
让我们来走到你的领域里面。
That we would learn better how to work within your will.
我们知道怎样在你的旨意里面怎样来工作。
That we would learn how to serve in the house of God.
我们知道怎样在神的家里面来侍奉。
And to be able to build it up into a glorious house.
来把它建成一个荣耀的教会。
A house which you would be pleased to dwell in.
你 这样一个让你可喜悦来居住的教会。
And may you have your proper place within us.
愿你得到应得的地位。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.